Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Now with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac?
Hey, how's it going?
Not much, you?
Not bad. Big day. Football's back.
Oh, yeah. Football season has finally came. Well, it started on Thursday night, but to me, it ain't official until the New York team start playing. And I know you gotta wait for your Giants tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But we're gonna kick off with a little football finally. And we're also gonna talk the Giants game tomorrow against the Lions, and also talk about the Mets and the Yankees. The Mets finishing their series with the Reds as they win the rubber game. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Yankees as, the Yankees honor one of their greatest players of all time. Of course, we're talking about the captain, Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to talk about that. I know you're going to love to express your thoughts on that and the unfortunate loss, in the Yankees' perspective. And you know, of course, you know, we're going to talk what's going on in sports entertainment with WWE and what else is going on in the world of sports.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know the number. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts. And with that in mind, let's start the show. And you know, congrats to the Jets. You know, they got the 19-14 win at home against the Oakland Raiders
Yep.
as the Oakland Raiders losing streak on the East Coast continues. Now it's extended to 14 games. So, you know, congrats to the Jets, you know, who dominated on practically all the facets of the game except, you know, the game, you know, they didn't play the game, you know, crisply. You know, they had a chance to blow this game open, but offensively they didn't capitalize, and you know, the game should have been a blowout, but bottom line is, you know, Geno Smith got the W, and you know, Jets move on. What's your thoughts on the game?
Well, watching, I watched the whole game. For the most part, I saw all of it. Raiders looked like, you know, in the first quarter that they were gonna score every time they had the ball. I mean, they got that Rod Streeter touchdown in the first quarter to put them up 7-3, I think, at that point.
Right.
And they were moving the ball effectively against the Jets. But after that, they pretty much couldn't do anything. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was the combination of just defense, or it could also be the combination of the bad Oakland Raiders offense. But after that first quarter, they pretty much couldn't do anything offensively, and from there, the Jets were managed to run the ball with the combination of Ivory and Johnson, and they look like they're going to be a great tandem this year.
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
you have that speed and power. You had Ivory run for that. What was it, a 71-yard touchdown?
It was impressive, man.
He almost messed up that play because he as he was running for the touchdown, he put his hand in the air to celebrate, and he almost got tackled before he went into the end zone. So
Yeah,
he
no,
almost
that's
messed that up. He's got to like be more cautious.
exactly.
But yeah, Jets played very well today. You know, a few mistakes, but played
Oh
pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah, definitely. And the first quarter, you know, that opening drive, you know, they had plenty of opportunities to score a touchdown, but you know, they had many penalties, and you know what, and you know, once they got that first penalty to you know, that penalty to you know, when they were like, I think it was I'm trying to remember, they were like 10 yards away from scoring, and then they watch them, they, you know, they got the penalty, 10-yard penalty, and that pushed them back, like, what was it, like, I'm trying to remember the, I think it was it, I think it was 3rd and 22 or something like that, if my memory served me right.
Something like that, yeah.
And they basically, you know, they basically made more penalties. They kicked the field goal, and because of another penalty, a 2-yard penalty, they had to redo the you know, the field goal.
Yeah.
And you know, they did make it, you know, but you know, they could have, you know, dominated the game, but you know, most
Yeah.
importantly, they got the W, so that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, and the Jets, they had to win this game to open up the season because if you look at their schedule, their next six games are against offensive-minded teams. You got the Packers, then the Bears, and the Lions, the Chargers, and the Broncos, Patriots. So they had to win this game because the next six games or so is going to be very tough, you know, playing against teams that could score points in bunches.
Hey man, you ain't lying. You know, it's a good thing they got that W because
Yeah.
with that upcoming line, you know, matchups that's coming up, you know, who knows where they're gonna get that W from, you know. So hopefully
Yeah, they need
they,
this.
yeah, you're right. They definitely needed it. Some much needed win. I know it's you know, just the first game of the season, but you know, it's a nice start to the season.
Oh yeah, definitely. And your
And
boy Ivory helped me out.
yes,
You
your fantasy league.
Yeah, he gave me 15 points today, so I'm glad.
Glad to help.
Right now, I'm keeping him for the time being.
Hopefully, he could just put up the W's in the performance.
Oh, yeah.
For both our sakes.
I hope so.
And something you care about, of course, you know, keeping, you know, staying with football. Of course, the football Giants, you know, they're going to start their season in Detroit against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, tomorrow they open up the season against the Lions at the Lions place. It's not going to be at MetLife.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have to go down to Detroit and play the Lions. And Lions are, you know, they're a good offensive team. Defensively,
oh, yeah.
Not so much.
You also got to worry about, you know, Stafford and Megatron over there, too.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the biggest concern for the Giants tomorrow night, you know, defending Megatron and Stafford. But although Stafford does make his mistakes here and there, you know.
Right.
And Giants, you know, in the preseason, they didn't – they struggled with that new offense that they've installed in that West Coast offense. So hopefully in that first game they'll do much better. They did finish the preseason 5-0, but preseason means nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. You know, hopefully the Giants get the win. It's going to be a tough one on the road.
Well, I know you're hoping on the road. Eli Manning goes into Optimus Prime mode and roll out with a victory.
That'd be good. That'd be good to see. It's going to be a challenge, but, you know, Giants did beat the Lions last game of the season when Lions needed that game to make the playoffs, so hopefully they could do it again.
Yeah, you guys are hoping lightning strike twice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a very interesting matchup to check out tomorrow night.
Yeah, see if Giants do much better offensively than they did in the preseason.
Yeah, no doubt. And I guess we'll shift gears to baseball. You know, today was a big game for the Yankee fans as, you know, basically this is one of the first of the two tributes for Derek Jeter this season. And unfortunately for the Yankees, it was at a losing effort, so... what's your thoughts on that?
Well, today was a Derek Jeter Day, special day honoring the captain. It was great to see his former teammates come out, his family, his friends. Even had Michael Jordan come to Yankee Stadium and to honor Jeter. You know, it was great to see. I thought they were going to retire his number. Luckily, they didn't do that because... It would have been really stupid to retire his number right now when he's still playing. But they didn't do that. They just had a video tribute, and they had friends and family and former teammates come to honor him. And it was a great ceremony. It was very enjoyable. That was the highlight of the Yankee day today because by the time the Yankee game started, the game's pretty much over because Yankees couldn't score anything today. Ended up losing 2-0, couldn't get any runs through. Yesterday, we ended up winning 6-2, which is a good performance. And on Friday, we also lost 1-0. We couldn't manufacture runs on Friday either. So we lose this series to the Royals 2 out of 3. And, yeah, man, it's the clock is ticking right now. You know, the Yankees, they're 4 games behind the second wild card spot, so... Like I've been saying the last month or so, they got to win every series from here on out to even have a chance to make the wild card. Because the division is out of question right now. They're like 9 games behind the Orioles. They're not winning the division. Their only chance is the wild card, and they got to win series.
It's as simple as that. I mean,
it is.
You hit it right on the head. I mean, there's no other solution for them to make the playoffs, you know.
So they got to step it up, you know. There's not many games left. No, golf season is right around the corner very soon.
Yeah, you're right. You ain't lying, man.
So yeah, but other than that, yeah, I mean, Derek Jeter Day was the highlight of the Yankee Day, pretty much today. I'm surprised they didn't have all the girls Jeter's banged come and honor him today.
I don't think they'd have enough time to. You don't have all the girls he's dated in the past. I mean, I think that'd be like at least a quadruple double. Well, you probably wouldn't mind since today's a loss. So
yeah, sure.
But it'll be interesting to see what the Yankees do. You know, his last official game as a Yankee. What they're gonna do? That'll definitely be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
That was just a little taste of what's going to happen later this month. And Derek Jeter's hoping that last game isn't his, you know, his last game, his last home game ever, you know, at the Yankee Stadium. You know, he's hoping there's some October games.
Yeah, hopefully. Time is winding down.
Oh, yeah. And shifting gears, you know, the Mets. You know, the Mets, they won 2 out of 3 against the Reds in Cincinnati. They won on Friday. They beat up the Reds. I think the score was 14-5. Five Mets hit home runs. Duda hit one, his 27th. Granderson hit one, which seems like an eternity since he's hit one. Darno hit his 13th. I think it was Herrera and Flores also homered that day too. Yesterday, Mets lost 2-1. Dylan G pitched well, but he gave up two home runs, and that cost him the loss. And there was a play in the ninth inning that Eric Young had a base stolen, but unfortunately, he overslid, so he got tagged out for the second out, and that basically killed the rally for the Mets, and the Mets fell 2-1 yesterday. And today, crazy game down in Cincinnati. Mets had the lead for basically the whole game. I think actually the Reds had a 1-0 lead. We tied the game, and then Anthony Rucker. I mean, every time this guy starts, because he's the backup catcher, you know, he goes deep. So he gave the Mets, you know, the 3-1 lead. And then Granderson added the much needed insurance run, hit his 18th home run. And in the bottom of the ninth, just like yesterday night, it was crazy. But this time, instead of Chapman, the Reds closer, it was Mejia who had a wild performance. You know, he gave up I'm trying to remember. He gave up a run. He gave up a home run, and he had a chance to blow the game. You know, but crazy thing happened. The last out of the play, you know, they called him the guy out. You know, on a play at the to first, and then they reviewed it, and then they said he was safe. So the inning continued, and then Mejia, who I thought was gonna blow up after that performance, after thinking that last play was an out, after it got overturned, he faced the next guy and struck him out. I think on 3 pitches, so he just completely dominated, and Mets win the rubber game and the series 2-3, as Mets return home tomorrow night and face the Rockies.
That should be Mets right now, they're just playing for respect right now.
Exactly. Because their number one goal for the season was winning 90 wins. But as we spoke last week, that's mathematically impossible, because even if they won every game, they literally will not, you know, it's mathematically impossible for them to reach 90 wins, let alone make it to the playoffs. Too many teams to jump over.
Right.
and in, inconsistent play. I mean, they do have the only good thing about the Mets, right, really, is the young guys. You know, they have Herrera, who's the second baseman who's playing since the All-Star. Daniel Murphy's hurt. You know, he's been hitting well. Flores, he's starting to hit the ball, you know, very well, living up to the potential. You got the young pitchers in the bullpen, Mejia, Familia. Basically, you name it. I mean, they're pitching well, and then you got Wheeler and DeGrom in the pen pitching well. I mean, you know, Mets, the pitching's been a strength for this team.
Yeah.
The weakness has been the offense, you know, especially the two guys you've been counting on this whole season. Wright, who's stuck on 8 home runs, and Granderson. Granderson, you know, he hit his 18th, you know, but, you know, you expected a little bit more out of him, you know, to be, you know, around, you know, 30,
yeah,
you know, around this time. And he's batting .217, or around that. So, I mean, obviously, Granderson hasn't been giving you the production you expected from him. And
right,
as a result, you know, Mets aren't doing good. You know, Mets are hoping these guys could finish strong and you know, hopefully have a bounce-back season next year.
Because, you know, like I said, they're just playing for respect right now. So
exactly.
Just finish the season out strong.
Yeah, I mean, as of late, David Wright's hitting well, but you know, he hasn't went deep in a long time, you know.
Yeah. Is there something wrong with his swing, or what's going on with David Wright? I wonder what's in his mind right now.
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, he recently has a shoulder injury, but other than that, you know, he's been horrible for most of this year, you know. He's been mostly healthy that we know of. But you know, hopefully he can bounce back. I mean, he is playing a little bit better. He is hitting the ball with more authority now. But you know, he's, you know, it's too little too late right now. You know, you know, the team is out of it, and Granderson isn't, you know, he can't right now. He can't this year. I mean, he's, you know,
the Grandy
we'll
man can't.
Yeah, the Grandy man can't. But you know, he did hit a home run today. You know, hopefully this will get him ignited and finish strong this season.
Yeah.
But you know, Duda, who, you know, he's finally living up to their potential, because if I was Alderson in the beginning of the year, I was going to trade him. You know, I didn't think Duda had it. You know, I thought Duda was overrated, and I would have kept Ripe. But you know, thank God I'm not Sandy Alderson, because Duda is actually, you know, Duda is actually living up to the hype. You know, you know, he has 27 home runs, and you know, hopefully this is not his career. You know, I mean, this is his career high, obviously, but I hope this is not, you know, a footnote in history in his career. You know, hopefully, you know, this is the start of you know, a wonderful career with the Mets.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears. WWE. There's rumors. Guess who? I'll give you 3 guesses. Guess who Brock Lesnar is rumored to be facing after his feud with John Cena? Give you 3 guesses.
Mark Henry.
That would have been a good guess for me. I would have picked that. But no, that's not it. I'm guessing you're gonna guess who this person is with these.
Let's see. Sheamus?
Nope.
Roman Reigns?
Well, the rumor is he's going to face him at WrestleMania.
Okay. Is that it?
Nope. The answer is the Big Show.
Oh, I was thinking of that after Mark Henry.
Yeah, you know what? I had a feeling you were going to say that, because once you said Mark Henry, you know, that was kind of like out of left field, you know, even though he's, you know, the world's strongest man and former champion. As soon as you said Mark Henry, I was like, you know what? I think he's going to guess it. He's going to guess on the next shot. But
I was about to say, in my mind, I was saying, nah, it can't be Big Show.
I wish you were right, because, Big Show, like Kane, he's not scary anymore.
Yeah. Although Big Show, lately, he has looked like he's lost some weight, and, like, on SmackDown the other day, I saw him, like, do a backflip move on, I forgot which wrestler it was, What's the guy's name that was dancing with Burris Clay, the bald-headed guy?
Tensai?
Tensai, right. I saw him do a backflip move on him. I was like, wow, I've never seen Big Show do that before.
Wow, really? I need to check that out.
It was on SmackDown. I was like, wow. But he looks slimmer, but, I mean, still, Big Show, I think, he's big. He's supposed to win, you know, all the time anyway.
Exactly, yeah. The problem is that he's a great heel. He's not a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what ruined that Straight Edge Society storyline, because it was anti David versus Goliath.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You want to have sympathy for the smaller guy and, you know, be an underdog, but that just It was like his feud against Floyd Mayweather. You didn't know who the heck to root for.
Yeah,
in that match.
Exactly.
I mean, it was just But Big Show, I mean, what really killed it for me is that whole him being a crybaby. That storyline from last year.
Yeah.
To me, it's similar to I'm trying to remember, Kane, when Kane became corporate Kane the first time. And now, of course, Kane is back to being corporate Kane again, because I guess they ran out of ideas for him.
Yeah, pretty much.
why is he corporate Kane again? It didn't work the first time. I don't know why it's working again. I mean, he's like the guy from the Authority. You don't even really think of him being part of the Authority, even though he's the one that's basically interfering in everybody's matches.
Yeah, he's like the enforcer, I guess, for the Authority.
Yeah, he is the enforcer of the Authority, but you never, in my mind, I never really think of him as part of the Authority, really, you know, because when I think of the Authority, I think of Triple H, Stephanie, mm-hmm. Seth Rollins. That's basically it. I mean, I just think of him just being like a lapdog and just doing their minion, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he is.
Randy Orton is in there, too, right? I forgot about him.
Yeah, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins.
Nikki's in there too now.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And speaking of which, Jerry Springer is going to be on the show, and they're going to have a Bella sister
peer mediation or something.
Yeah. So that should be expected to be crazy.
Jerry.
They should have Jerry the King Lawler come in there. That'd be confusing.
That will probably happen.
We do chant Jerry. I guess he's just right. So that should be definitely interesting. So with that, you got anything you'd like to say?
Hey, enjoy football weekend. You know, more football tonight and tomorrow. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11. And come back here, check out Sports Every Legend, 6 p.m. on Sundays.
You heard the guy, man. Check out both shows. You'll have a lot of fun, and we want to thank you for listening to another edition of Sports Urban Legend with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.